Good evening, everyone, and welcome again, as Linda said and Danny said, to another Thursday night Bible study. Thank you for the opportunity again to come before you, and without any other delay, let's get into it. So I want to start off, and of course we are, you know, we are and have been talking about prayer. So I want to start off with this scripture. I want to look at Matthew 6, 25 through 27. And it reads, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" And the entire both verses, I want to kind of focus on. But that last one, I want to sort of ask the question, you know, can we add anything by worrying? So as a topic, I want to use, if you pray, don't worry. Now, Willie Neil Johnson and the Gospel Keynote sang a song a long time ago that said that very thing: if you pray, don't worry. And if you worry, don't pray. So again, that's the question for tonight. If you pray, why worry? And if you worry, why pray? Now, before I get, you know, too far along, I want to kind of stop and I want to make sure everybody hears me very clearly. Please know that I am by no stretch of the imagination telling anybody not to pray. So that is not what I'm saying at all. Now, actually, I'm looking to do quite the opposite. So I hope to encourage you by the Holy Spirit, or the help of the Holy Spirit, rather, to pray so much that you don't have time for anything else. So I'm not by any means telling anybody not to pray. I'm hoping that everybody will get the message that we need to pray more. So if we pray enough, then there's nothing to worry about. So, you know, I understand that right now a lot of things are going on, and people are rightfully concerned, right? There's a lot of things going on in the world, and we are not honestly in the best shape we can be as a world, as a nation, or as a people. But I can say that in spite of everything that is going on, God is still God. And, you know, we can look very easily and see where man might have come up short in some areas. You know, we've done some things that, you know, haven't really worked out well for us. But the bottom line is that God has never failed us, period. Proverbs 15 and 29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Now, so when I say, if you pray, don't worry, I don't mean at all that we should not be responsible, you know, that we shouldn't do those things that an intelligent person would do. You know, we live in the world. We understand, you know, there are things that we have to do, right? And the Bible does not instruct nor expect us to be lazy or to disregard basic requirements. There are things we have to do simply because we live in the world we live in. Right? Now, but what I am saying is that while we do what is reasonable for the world we live in, as Christians, we have information and resources that the world doesn't have. Right? And those resources, that information, which is the Word of God, should allow us, well, no, not even allow us, it should force us to live life to a higher standard and not get preoccupied with worldly things. Now, a lot of people find themselves, you know, too twisted to pray sometimes because they are too focused on the wrong things. Right? You get concerned with possessions, with status, with position, and a lot of things that don't have any eternal value. And, you know, again, you're not ignoring our responsibilities, but also not allowing our responsibilities to control us. Right? So, I mean, I want to be crystal clear that, you know, in the world we live in today, there are things that we have to do. We have responsibilities. We have requirements, you know, and we have to exist in the world. We have to pay our bills. We have to feed our children. We have to send our children to college. We have to do those things that a reasonable person would do. But we also cannot allow those things to consume us and to control us and to cause us to forget who's in charge of everything. So, and as long as we do that, God is going to take care of all the details. John 17, 16 says, we are not of this world, just as Jesus is not of this world. So, and again, that's, you know, to kind of emphasize, we live in the world, you know, we exist in this world, but this world is not our final home. This is not, you know, our eternal resting place. You know, this is not our objective. It is simply where we exist today. But our work is to find our way to a better place. So we have to make sure that this world doesn't consume all of our energy, all of our attention, and take our focus off the thing that we should be focused on. So if we want to see heaven, our focus has to be on heavenly things. So it is a requirement. 2 Timothy 2 and 4 says, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. And that, you know, just, you know, to put that into our terms, you know, as believers, our first allegiance has to be to the one that created us and ultimately the only one that can secure our future. So, you know, we have to, you know, put our eyes on the one that can actually make a change, the one that can actually ensure that all of those things that we require are provided for. And if we go back to Matthew 6 and 25, you know, the word tells us, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear, right? And of course, most of us have probably heard these scriptures before, right? And, you know, it talks about the birds, right? The birds don't work, you know, they don't do anything, yet God takes care of them. You know, and it goes on to tell us in the scripture, ask the question, are you not much more valuable than they? There is not a single person on this line, no matter what you've been told, no matter what you might think of yourself, you know, There is not a single person who is not much more valuable to God and to, you know, everybody around them than the birds are. But the birds get everything that they need. And that's what the word is trying to tell us, you know, that if we count on God, if we trust and believe in him, he's going to give us everything that we need. And sometimes where we find ourselves, you know, in you know, questioning God and questioning, you know, the word is when our requirements don't line up with God. So, you know, we sometimes, you know, we ask things that may not be in God's will. And of course, God's not obligated to our opinion. You know, he's not obligated to our whim, but he is obligated to his word. So when our requests line up with his word, and when we are in constant prayer, we align ourselves with God. And once we align ourselves with God, then, you know, our requests, our desires, and our concerns line up with God. And when they do, then God is bound by his word to do exactly what he says, exactly what he promised, and to provide us exactly what we need. And, you know, in verse 27, it says, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? And, you know, we pray because it's the right thing to do. We pray because we need that communication with God. But the truth of the matter is that worrying does absolutely nothing. We worry. Can we add? We can't add a single second to our life by worrying. You know, worrying will not won't pay a single bill. Worrying will do absolutely nothing. But add additional stress to a stressful situation. So why not, you know, hand it over to someone who actually can do something about it? So Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So there is no plainer declaration than that. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So when we seek God, we seek his kingdom, seek his righteousness, everything else is he's going to take care of everything else. We don't have to worry about it because he will give us everything else that we need. So the Bible tells us that if we keep our focus on God, he will handle the details. Right? Now, a lot of times, and you know, I can only speak for myself, you know, sometimes we go the other way. You know, when things get a little tense, you know, instead of praying more, you know, we do everything but pray. You know, we you know, call friends and make deals and do all manner of things, you know, when, you know, the answer is right there before us. So sometimes, you know, we get the order reversed, right? And of course, most of the time, and I like I said, I can only speak for myself, you know, that's a recipe for disaster, you know, when, you know, I'm going the other way instead of praying, because most of the time, you know, the trouble that I found myself in is from something that I did anyway. You know, so it was a bad decision I made trying to figure it out on my own rather than trusting God. So that's how I ended up in the situation in the first place. So a lack of prayer normally causes us to depend on ourselves instead of depending on God's grace. And, you know, like I said earlier, God is not obligated to our desires or our interests, but he is obligated to his word. So we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. God is obligated to do what the word says. The Bible tells us that God is not like man. He cannot lie. So he has to do what his word says that he will. So when we trust him, when we seek his kingdom and seek his righteousness, he has no choice but to give us the things that we need, to make those provisions that we need, to provide those resources that we need, because his word says he would. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Right? tell God what we need with prayer and supplication, you know, and thanksgiving, you know, being careful for nothing, worrying about nothing, but trusting God for everything. And he will provide us everything that we need. So, you know, when we go through our days, you know, when trouble comes and when things, you know, when we get into, you know, situations, prayer should be the first thing that we do, you know, instead of the last thing. Because, you know, sometimes we, you know, we get into a situation and, you know, we've got a couple of tricks up our sleeve that we want to try first, when in most cases, our most effective tool is prayer. You know, if we pray and turn it over to God, you know, he's already got a solution. We're trying to figure out a solution and going all around the world when God already has a solution. So prayer should be our first response to every fearful situation, every anxious thought, you know, every earthly concern. And again, you know, please understand me. And I struggled with even presenting this because I don't want anybody to feel like I'm saying, you know, don't worry about your situation, because that's not what I'm saying at all. Because we all have situations, we all have things going on that concern us, that causes us to be anxious. But what I am saying is that God knows exactly what we're going through, what every one of us is going through. He knows exactly what each and every one of us needs. So, you know, why not use the best tool that we have? Why not use the thing that is guaranteed to work? You know, we can try things and take our chances, but why not use the one gift that we've been given, the one thing that, you know, this is when nothing else works, this will. Why not start with that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm you know, this, you know, I'm, you know, I know that time is running out, so I'm trying to wrap this up quickly, but I want to stress, you know, just how important it is that, you know, we pray, you know, not worry. And again, when I say not worry, I don't mean not to be a responsible person. You know, and I think everybody on this line is smart enough to know, you know, that we have to be responsible and we have to be accountable. So I'm not telling anybody to be irresponsible, but I'm telling everybody that God has already provided everything that we need. So when we line up our will with God's will, there is nothing missing. There is nothing lacking. There is nothing that we don't have. So for us, as believers, all we have to do is seek God, pray, and he will provide everything that he needs. Again, the Bible says, are we not much more valuable than birds? God feeds the birds. You know, he takes care of them. So there is no reason that he won't take care of us as long as we allow him to. But in order for us to reap those benefits, we have to align ourselves with God. We have to be in his will. So we have to do those things that allow us to be in the place that he wants us to be in. That way he can do the things that he wants to do for us. So when we, you know, when we are under stress, instead of trying to figure out a loophole, you got an ace in the hole. Just pull it out, use it every single time. Because God has already said that he will provide everything that we need. And since God cannot lie, if you pray, why worry? That is the question that I will leave you with. If God cannot lie, if he is true to his word, if you believe that he is, if you pray, why worry? And I hope I in my excitement, I hope that I was at least able to come close to getting my point across. And if it didn't mean so much to me, it wouldn't be such a struggle for me. So I hope you got something out of tonight. God bless you, and I love you, and I'll turn it back over to you, Danny.
Thank you, Andre, for sharing your word. At this time, 30 seconds will be done by Linda Simpson.
Thank you. I'm excited to share this with you because anytime I read in the Bible, two words, secret and mystery, it just makes me feel like God is trying to share something special with us. And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, the 51st verse through the 58th verse. And it reads, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must be on incorruption, and this mortal must be on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and I turn it back over to you now.
Amen, amen. At this time, we'll open it up for inputs and updates.
This is Deborah Jackson, diabetes regulated, please. This is Jessup asking prayers for my eyes, please. Thank you.
This is Linda. I'm still requesting to keep Cynthia Hodge on the prayer list.
Anymore? Okay, well, this time we'll go right into a roll call. Linda, would you mind stepping in again for roll call?
I will.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how many people we had last week, but I think it's around 37. Lee and Virginia?
Here. Yeah.
Dennis and Sandy?
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Danny and Juanita?
Yeah.
Robert and Portia? Oley? Gloria?
Oley's here.
Mm-hmm. Gloria, Reverend Maddie,
here.
Pastor Burwell,
here.
Gracie? Sandra?
Yes, we're here.
Denise? Marvin? Deborah?
Here.
Barbara?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
Deborah Jackson?
Here.
Lorraine?
Here.
Ken and Colin? Chris and Dorothy?
Here.
Josephine?
Here.
Colin?
Here.
Charlotte?
Here.
Renee? Tandela?
Here.
Cynthia? Tim? Tina? Charles?
Here.
Donna? Tonda?
Here.
Miss Desi?
Here.
Wanda? Francis?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Fran?
Here.
Valencia? Lisa?
Here.
Darian?
Here.
Kamari?
Here.
Ashanti?
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
C is here.
Who?
C is here.
Who? Okay. Anyone else? All right, see you then.
Thank you, Yanya. This time we're ready to club and pass the ball with for a closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for another night of Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, God. You know the need of every one of us, God. Lord, we ask you to bless us individually, God, one by one, name by name, God. Whatever the request is, God, we know that you are able, God, to answer us, God. We thank you for our teacher tonight, teaching us not to worry, but to cast our cares upon you, because you care for each one of us, God. Lord, you know our need, God. You promised to supply every one of our need, God. When the enemy come in like a flood, try to stop us, God, try to distract us, God, but help us to remember you are our source, God. You are able to help us in everything that we need, God. We trust you tonight. We believe in you, God. You said in all thy ways, acknowledge you, God, and you shall direct our path. Direct us tonight, God. Continue to lead us. You said all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, Lord. We thank you right now for this day. We thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do. Continue to bless every one of us, God. Lord, if any sin in our life that blocking our prayer, God, move it out, God. Strengthen us. Create in us a new, clean heart, God. And renew the right spirit in us, God. Help us to walk upright, God, and shun evil, God, like Job did, Lord. God, we want to walk right, God. We want to do the right thing, God. Lord, many requests tonight, Lord. Remember Deborah Jackson with the diabetes. God, you are bigger than diabetes, God. You are able to regulate that sugar, Lord. God, do it for us, God. You hail cancer, Lord. You have did it so many times, God, for the one that's on the line. God, do it again, God. Lord, remember the Jesse with the eye, God. Lord, I ask you to regulate that, God. Oh, God, we bring it to you because you are our doctor. You are our lawyer, God. Oh, God, in the courtroom, Jesus. Lord, do it for us, God. Lord, remember Cynthia Hart, God. Lord, remember her request, Jesus. Lord, and the one that had unspoken requests, one that
time next Tuesday. Good night. Amen. Goodbye.
Good night.
I'll be here. So did that, I mean, did it make sense?